Hi, and welcome to the Quit Cast for Writers. This is the show that helps you know what to quit, what to keep, and what to question. My name is Becca Syme, and I am a success coach for authors with thousands of hours in coaching some of the most successful people in this industry. My goal in this podcast is to help you understand why you're not having success if you aren't, and how to double down on the success you're already having. Anyone can tell you what worked for them, and they can say it might not work for you, but they can't tell you why. I can tell you why. Welcome to the Quit Cast. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Quit Cast. My goal today is to do a short Quit Cast, just about one topic and one topic only. And this is specifically about how to take advice from people, how to take advice from Becca, how to take advice from other experts that you listen to, how to take advice from invested friends. And I'm talking specifically to people who are highly intuitive or highly empathetic. And there are two qualities that I want to talk about. One is certainty, and one is gut decisions. And so the very first thing I want to say is, those of us who are highly intuitive, we're intuitive authors. When I am used to making gut level decisions and having them questioned by people, and my response is often, I can't explain why I made that decision. I can't give you the facts. I can't give you the data until long after we've had the conversation. Then my instinct is to learn how to not trust my gut, because someone will say, why are you making that choice? And I can't answer that question. And then my assumption is, well, clearly I'm wrong because I can't give you all the data and all the logical reasons. And I can't even tell you why I want to make that choice. My answer is just because, right? Or I just know. And then what happens is, as people question us throughout our lives, they'll say things like, that's not logical, or you're just being emotional, or you start to question whether your gut is correct or not because other people are questioning you and you can't give them an answer. And the very first thing I want to say, and this is so important, is that many of us who are highly intuitive are not going to be able to prove why we think we have to make the decisions that we have to make, because we're doing very quick pattern reading. We're very, very fast at data processing, and we're making assumptions and quickly coming to patterns that are so fast that they feel emotional to other people because we can't explain how it happened, but it's because it's happening in like the blink of an eye. And it's not always an emotional response. Sometimes it is, but emotions are not evil. Logic is not righteous. And I know that this is going to offend some of you, because I don't mean that logic is unrighteous. I just mean logic is not the decider about whether or not a decision is the correct decision to make. Only hindsight is a decider. But unfortunately, you can't have hindsight in the moment. And so what you have to do then is look back at your gut level choices and see how accurate they are, or how accurate they would have been if you had made them. And this is an important facet of decision making for me, because many of us who are highly intuitive really need to learn how to trust our guts again, because we have been taught to question them because we can't give those answers when people want answers immediately. And just trust me doesn't feel like an answer to us. And so we're not able to really trust our gut because other people are making us question it. So that's the first thing is, I see this happen a lot in conferences, that people are like, well, that's not right for me. And then as they're processing it with someone else, you know, the person is asking why, like in a friendly way, trying to be helpful. And then they're talking through this process. And I can't count the number of times that I witnessed this happening. They're trying to talk through the process and they're like, well, I just don't think I should do my own ads. Well, I just don't think I should do this. Well, I think I should switch genres. I think I shouldn't, et cetera. And then as they're talking to someone, the other person is talking them out of it, because the person who's intuitive seems less certain because they can't give reasons why they're doing what they're doing. They just feel like that's what they should be doing. And again, we use the word feel like it's negative, and it's not actually negative. So this is the first piece of like how to assimilate advice or how to interact with people is that when you have a gut feeling, so many of us need to learn how to trust our gut feelings when we think, oh, that's not for me. That's not for me. Or that is for me. Or I need to not listen to that person. Or I need to listen to this person. And we're questioning our gut instead of questioning the premise of the other person that we're talking to, or questioning the premise of the helpful friend who's trying to help us process, when what we really need to do is wait to process, of course, because this is the other piece that I always tell highly intuitive authors. Don't make decisions. Like, don't make decisions for right now about what I hear. Because sometimes I need to wait to let myself process enough so that if someone asks me about that choice, I can actually give them reasons. So anyway, that's one of the big things is gut level decision making. And if you tend to be an intuitive person and you feel yourself getting talked out of decisions that you think are right for you, you really do need to question the premise of whether you should be making choices in that moment so that you can let your intuition have some breathing room and let it prove out over time. And sometimes that means not talking to people about it, especially in the moment. So anyway, just questioning that premise. So the other piece is about certainty. And this is something that if you are a highly intuitive or empathetic or highly emotive person, so I would say if you're dominant in any of the blue strengths and many of the greens, probably analytical, well, so let's say potentially analytical or context, some inputs will not be on this scale, will not be in this camp, but some inputs will. And some analyticals might as well, depending on how your decision-making process happens. But the more information you take in, the longer it takes you to reach certainty, right? That's why I included things like intellection, learner, input, et cetera, in this, as well as all the empathetic strengths, like the emotive strengths, is because there is a certainty scale. We're not always aware of it. How certain I am versus how certain the other person is. And the more empathetic I am, or the more emotive I am, the more I am able to say that person feels really certain and I feel very uncertain, right? So when I am conscious of the fact that their certainty is high and my certainty is low, and this is a very subconscious decision-making process that we're going through, it is not conscious. I'm not thinking, oh my, they sound so certain. I'm thinking in my head, ooh, what's wrong with me? Why am I doing this wrong? I must be doing this wrong, right? Or that can't be the right decision, Becca. Like, that clearly you shouldn't have done that, or you shouldn't be doing that, because the other person feels so certain about what they're saying. So the more I can tell the difference between those two, the more I know for sure that they feel very, very certain and I feel very, very uncertain, the more I need to question the premise of making a decision in the moment. Because so often when we hear someone being very, very certain about what they do, say, or think, let's say really anything, you can't know for sure that that certainty is coming from a place of wisdom, right? Where I actually know that this is the right choice for you, instead of it being certainty, right? Which is, it was the right choice for me. I'm very certain that this was the right choice for me. That's a super different place from, I'm wise enough to know, to have the perspective, to know, to take into account all of your life and all of your potential wiring and all of your potential goals and decisions, and know that this is the right decision for you. That's wisdom. That's a totally different type of certainty. So not all advice is coming from that place, by the way. So always question the premise of, are they just talking about themselves? And are they using language that makes it sound like they're talking about other people, but really it's because this has worked very well for them? Then you never want to make a decision about that stuff in the moment, because by nature, when I can tell how people feel, if I judge their certainty to be very high and my certainty to be very low, I automatically trust them, or maybe not completely automatically, but I want to automatically trust them. I want to change my feeling from feeling uncertain down here to feeling certain up where they are. And I think if I do what they're telling me to do, that that will happen. That if I just am, you know, different than I am, then I will feel better about my life and my platform and my decisions and myself. And so I'm going to make the decisions they made, because that seems to be the way to feel certain about yourself. But the problem is, that's just not the case for most of us. Well, and also the wisdom versus certainty is a very, very important question to ask. Okay, so those two things, when we think about the most important questions to be asking yourself in the moment when you are inside of a workshop, in person or not, when you are listening to a YouTube video, when you're watching someone talk, when you're reading a new book, being conscious of, is this just me responding to their certainty? Let me question the premise in the moment and just QTP, literally say in your head, QTP, okay, they told me this, QTP. Let me just wait. Let me give it a minute. Let me either leave the room and go back over my notes and then think about it again. Is this really what I should be doing? Or let me process it with somebody who knows me well, or like if you have a coach, process it with the coach. If you have a partner or, you know, someone who knows you well, process it with them and talk about, is this the right decision for me? Because that difference between certainty and uncertainty, my uncertainty, their certainty, is the cause of more mistakes in this industry than I would like to admit, because I feel like I want to allow for people to be certain about stuff. And I do. I want people to be certain. I want them to write books. I want them to teach things. We need everyone out there doing all of those things. Everyone who did a workshop should have done it, right? Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't listen to people. I'm saying, as I watch people and I listen to them having these conversations, it's like, oh, I all of a sudden feel the level of certainty that they have. You don't know, is that person potentially just high in self-assurance? And so everything they say is going to have an equal amount of certainty attached to it, even if they are either lying or wrong. Cause of certainty isn't always immediately apparent to you. And as a high empathy, high adaptability, high individualization, like I said, all the blue strengths and then some of the greens, which blue are the relationship building, green is the strategic thinking. We need to be able to question the premise in the moment and wait to take action until we've had a chance to process and realize, yes, this is really what I need. I really do need to change my thinking, or I need to change my strategies, or I need to change whatever, or I need to add this thing into my process. Because every great thing that comes along, every great thought, every great strategy, not everything needs to be equally incorporated by every person, because it is so important to make sure that you are doing it for reasons that don't go against your own intuition or your own best interest, just because someone else is incredibly certain and you had bad shrimp that day, right? So anyway, just being cautious about that. Otherwise, in general, I always recommend not making any decisions live at a conference, just so that you can write down how you felt or thought, process with other people later, and then go home and make the decisions when you are in your right mind and surrounded by everything, because it's so important to just not make immediate decisions based only on something that you heard in one, you know, half an hour, 30, 45 minute thing. Because those are big decisions, right? So always be a little, and I say this to myself more than anybody, because I'm high activator. I've had some activator things that have happened over the last week that I am not particularly happy about, because I got super convinced by something. So physician, heal thyself, right? But anyway, so all that to say, I had a great time. We're going to be doing some workshops and things on the Patreon where we have discussions over the future. But my goal on the QuickCast specifically, as we move forward, is to have some more topical experiences. And so we're going to try to do a couple of shorter series I have some really, really interesting ideas that came up that other people gave me ideas that I'm excited to try out, including a couple of short series that I'm hoping we'll be able to do. So we are going to do one more about the You're Doing It Right book. I have one more final episode to do, and then I think we're going to start a couple of these different series in the future. If you ever have thoughts about ideas of what we could do, please do reach out and contact me. You can leave the comments in the comments on our YouTube videos, or you can reach out to us as well, assistant@betterfasteracademy.com, or you can go to betterfasteracademy.com and fill the form out. Otherwise, we have lots of topics in the future, and I'm excited for the upcoming QuickCast, and I will see you all on the next episode. Bye, everybody.